I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. Venezuela. Venezuela under sanctions by the United States since the rogue regime of Maduro took control to not only beggar the people of Venezuela, but also to threaten its neighbors. And one of those neighbors is now Guyana. Other neighbors that can be included in this also include Colombia, also include the Andean chain. Maduro is busy. He also has partners from outside the continent. Moscow's mentioned, Beijing's mentioned, Tehran's mentioned. I want to stay with Guyana. It's a very small state. However, at the same time, a discovery in a large uninhabited part of Guyana, it's triple canopy jungle. This is the Amazon. A large discovery by Exxon these last years, 11 billion barrels of oil offshore from an area known as the Essequibo. At the same time comes Venezuela with a claim that dates back to 1899 when it was British Guiana. This is the empire ceding territory, sovereignty, and rule to the people of Guiana. And yet, Gregory, Venezuela is under sanctions. So sanctions have been lifted recently for various bartering positions. I think the most recent is about an election in 24 and allowing a candidate for the opposition to run against Maduro. However, the sanctions have also led Venezuela to believe it can begin to trade oil again and have revenue. Those sanctions have not stopped Venezuela in any fashion from threatening Guyana. Right now, Maduro has said he's sending exploratory teams into Essequibo. He has an army. He has friends around the world. He has fast attack boats. He has drones. What do you measure of this contest? Is this another annexation under the nose of the United States and NATO?
Well, yes, it is another attempt at annexation right in the face of the Western alliance, if you like. But the reality is that the United States has attempted to rely for far too long on its overwhelming dominance of the global economy with the dollar by literally saying to its upstart rivals, you'll never eat in this town again. Well, what has happened is that the sanctions imposed on Venezuela by the Trump administration and subsequent actions by the Biden administration have had literally zero effect on changing Venezuelan doctrine and policy, largely because they do have incredible support in many ways, not only from the People's Republic of China and Iran, but they also have the support of Russia and a large portion of the Caribbean community. So, and this is absolutely critical. So President Nicolas Maduro has survived the worst, literally, that the U.S. could throw at it short of a military attack. And even under the Trump administration, that was proposed, and that probably would have been effective because unquestionably the U.S. could have done that without much pushback. However, we see this new attack by Venezuela on Guyana being prompted and supported strongly by the People's Republic of China and Iran in particular, and almost certainly by Russia as well. Yes, it does have that massive, in fact, enormous, just breakthrough levels of oil discoveries in the region by ExxonMobil. But yet, Venezuela has massive reserves of oil itself, which it's not exploiting because its own oil and gas industry has collapsed through ineptitude and bad political action. So the same would probably happen if they were to seize the Essequibo region of Guyana. So what's the fuss? Yes, they, for purposes of pride, they can mobilize their population to seize the Essequibo, and they certainly did that. They had a national referendum in Venezuela recently in which something like half of the voters of Venezuela approved the seizure of the Essequibo region. And now that those numbers could have been manipulated and almost certainly were, but nationalism being what it is, it's not surprising. But it doesn't mean that they have the right to it. And the matter was settled at that 1899 treaty, which Venezuela subsequently rejects because it's convenient to do so. And it's now also before the International Court of Justice. And President Irfan Ali of Guyana said he would abide by the ICJ rulings. But what we're seeing now is the United States gradually moving its political interest into supporting Guyana with joint exercises and possibly other displays of muscle flexing to ensure that this military invasion of Guyana by Venezuela would not go ahead. But the reality is, why was it raised at all? It's because China and Iran desperately want to keep U.S. forces in the Atlantic and away from them. The People's Republic of China has been very successful in doing this with a variety of threats, including supporting the Ukraine-Russia war, supporting Hamas in planning the breakout against Israel on October the 7th, by urging Argentina to resume a military threat to Britain's continued possession of the Falkland Islands in the South Atlantic, and so on. So this is really trying to take the pressure off Beijing and Tehran, and it's starting to have an effect, because if you look at the U.S. force deployments, a disproportionate amount of the U.S. Forces are deployed in the Euro-Atlantic space and not in the Indo-Pacific, at a time when the People's Republic of China in particular is trying to gain some time and some ground in a breakout against the United States in the region.
30 seconds, Gregory, 30 seconds.
So basically, it's time for the U.S. to start abandoning the process of sanctions, because they no longer have the impact in a world which is no longer overwhelmingly controlled by the U.S. dollar. So the U.S. is going to have to get serious about this. It also has to recognize that China in particular and Iran can push buttons in the Americas against the United States.
Gregory Copley, we're going to West Africa. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.